It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Barner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And happy Friday night and good evening from Red Hill High School in Bridgeport as the Red Hill Salukis look to get back on track. They're 5-7 overall and 1-2 in the Little Illini Conference. And tonight, their opponent is the Newton Eagles, who come in with an impressive 11-3 overall record, and they are 2-0 in the LIC. Glad you could join us with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and it's going to be a pretty interesting matchup as Newton will come in with some impressive seniors here. Some of them are actually not starting tonight, but an impressive starting five, no less.
Yeah, they've got some size. I know a couple of these players I've seen for the last couple of years, especially Colin Harris and Nick Cohorst. They've been playing since freshman and sophomore at the varsity level. So, and they're seniors now. So, and also Ben Carr, of course, remember him as the kicker on the football team. But, yeah, they've got some good players, and Coach Doug Mimoser's got his team heading really in the right direction at 11-3.
Pre-game show, by the way, is brought to you by Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. Of course, one absence from the Newton Eagles, Rob, is Connor Bierman, who was also the quarterback of the Newton football team. He got hurt, I believe, in the first round of the playoffs against Dalton Marquette, at least close to that time, and missed the rest of the season. And he's actually listed on the Newton Eagles roster as a scorebook keeper, but he is not playing right now for the Newton Eagles, and that's a bit of a loss for them.
It is, but he's only a junior, so he will be able to come back next year.
Let's talk a little bit about the Salukis, of course, coming off a 69-35 loss to Casey back on Tuesday night. That was up at Casey. In that game, it was pretty much the same story, you know, only double-digit scoring from one person, and that was Corbin Shoulders. He had 10 points. Parker Avila had 9. Mitchell Nash had 6. Drew Moore also had 6. And Andy Wells had 4. But again, you know, very sporadic scoring from the Red Hill players.
The last two, three games, you know, against Wayne City, they didn't shoot real well. I think Drew had about 20-21 in that game. And against Gallatin County, they shot pretty well the first quarter, but then the last three quarters they didn't. And then against Casey, you know, they got 35 points. And, I mean, Casey's a good basketball team, but you've got to shoot better than 11 of 42.
Absolutely. We'll see how they do tonight. This is the Best Way Express pregame show. We will be back after this three-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The Hort and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The salad bar is stocked fresh daily. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Also serving up unlimited ice cream flavors, slushies, rich shakes, and candy-filled razzles. At the Port and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School for the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get Best Way to get the keys to a new career today. Call 833-BESTWAY. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and, of course, some other LIC games going on tonight as well. Of course, Red Hill hosting Newton, obviously, but some of the other games going on tonight. The Paris Tigers hosting the Casey Westfield Warriors. The Robinson Maroons are hosting the Flora Wolves. And the Marshall Lions are hosting the Alney Tigers. That's all going on tonight. And, of course, tomorrow we will have the Red Hill Salukis on the road in a non-conference game down at Fairfield. They'll take on the Mules. That'll be at about 7:30 Central Time right here on the Legend.
And the Indians are, idle tonight. They play in the Effingham St. Anthony shootout tomorrow afternoon at about 4 o'clock against Evergreen Park.
Something we'll be paying attention to closely and over the next 2 weeks, Rob, is the LIC seeding for the boys tournament, which will be in a couple of weeks right here at Red Hill High School. The first game will be 2 weeks from tonight. That will be on January 19th. That'll be a Friday night, and, of course, that will kick off with the 8th seed versus the 9th seed.
Right.
We don't know yet for sure what the pairings will look like.
We should know by this time next week, because I think the seedings have to be in Monday or Tuesday, and they'll come out probably maybe by Thursday.
As it stands right now, the bottom of the LIC is pretty much Red Hill, Flora, and Lawrenceville, of course.
Paris. Yeah.
And Red Hill, of course, does have a conference victory. That was against Lawrenceville. They beat Lawrenceville twice this year, too, once at the Capital Classic as well. But
and Paris is winless in the conference, and they're playing Casey tonight, so we'll just have to see how the coaches come up and look at things.
And you figure that Casey would be favored in that game, but, of course, upsets happen.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Lawrenceville out of the conference tonight, and they'll play at the shootout tomorrow. But we'll have to see how that pans out. So this has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We will take a three-minute break and be back with the tip-off. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road Monday through Friday and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Great lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family friendly atmosphere.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School as the starting lineups are being introduced to the crowd here as the Salukis get set to take on the Newton Eagles. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by People State Bank, your community, your bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. And Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. The lineup's being introduced here to the crowd here at Red Hill High School. They will go with pretty much the usual starters. Chase Murray will be starting, as will Drew Moore and Corbin Shoulders also in the lineup.
And Mitchell Nash is starting
Mitchell
again
Nash
tonight.
Also. And, of course, the other starter is number 10, Parker Havel. And the stars for the Newton Eagles will be number 12, Ben Carr, a 6'1 senior. Number 14, Tucker Ryman, a 5'11 senior. Number 22, Colin Harris, a 6'3 senior. Number 40, Nicholas Kohorst, a 6'5 senior. And number 44, Zach Jansen, a 6'3 junior. So those are your lineups here for tonight as the Red Hill Salukis take on the Newton Eagles. The Eagles are coached by Doug Mimoser, and of course the Salukis coached by Brian Havel. Newton will be in their visiting blue uniforms, as you would expect, of course, Red Hill and the home whites. And we are set to go here from Bridgeport, as it will be Mitchell Nash jumping against Nicholas Kohorst to start the game. Players are lined up. Referee has the ball at the jump ball circle, explaining things to Kohorst and to Mitchell Nash.
I think that's beneficial. Skip Dillon, the former Florida football coach.
And here's the tip-off, and it's controlled by the Newton Eagles as Ben Carr comes up with it to start the game.
Salukis in a man-to-man.
So Kohorst has the ball at the baseline, feeds it down low to Colin Harris. Colin Harris now down low, being guarded by Murray. Now dumps it off right wing this time. Here's Tucker Ryman. Ryman in the right wing, gets it out this time, top the key. Here's a three from the top of the key. That is off, and Corbin Shoulders comes up with the rebound. That was Colin Harris missing that three. And now Parker Havel has it at the right wing, gives it out to Shoulders, top the key. Shoulders shoots it over two defenders, no good, and the rebound comes out to Nicholas Kohorst. Now Kohorst crossing the timeline, shoots it, and that is no good, and rebounded. The putback, no good, and that is rebounded by Parker Havel. Now Havel crossing the timeline, gets it out to Drew Moore. Still no score as we start the game. 7:10 to go here in the first quarter. Corbin Shoulders top the key, gets it out to Havel, left wing. Now Chase Murray has it, feeds it down low to Mitchell Nash, who will shoot it, and that is off, and the rebound comes out to Zach Jansen. Now the Eagles crossing the timeline. Here's a shot by Kohorst. He got the basket, they count it, and the foul.
That was on Mitchell Nash.
And so Kohorst gets his first 2 points of the game and gets the Eagles on the board. Kohorst now at the free throw line. Score is 2-0 to start the game. Here's his free throw. It's up, and it's no good, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Drew Moore with the ball for Red Hill. He's at the right baseline. Gets it out to Parker Havel, top the key. Now this time it's Corbin Shoulders getting it out to Drew Moore in the right wing. Drew Moore has the ball, gets it out to Chase Murray. Now this time Parker Havel over to Shoulders in the left wing. He takes a three here. That's in and out. Murray comes up with the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. And that will be on the Newton Eagles.
Yeah, Murray had position there and tried to slap it away. The foul was on.
That'll be the first team foul. That's going to be on number 14, Tucker Ryman, his first. So Havel inbound and get it out to Drew Moore at the baseline. Now Drew Moore has it, gets it out to Shoulders, top the key. Now Havel has it left wing. He's going to take a three here, and that's off, And the rebound comes out to Tucker Ryman of Newton. Now Eagles crossing timeline with it. Here's Ben Carr on the right wing. Gets it out this time to Kohorst. Now left wing, here's Colin Harris, who drives down low, shoots it over Havel, and it's good. Colin Harris with his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 4-0 in favor of the Eagles.
Half-court zone trap. Pressure by Newton on that after that inbounds play.
Drew Moore gives it out to Corbin Shoulders in the right wing. Now feeds it over top to Key Chase Murray. They feed it down low to Mitchell Nash, and that's tipped away. And Parker Havel comes up with it. He shoots it, and it's good. Parker Havel gets the Salukis on the board with his first 2 points of the game, and it's 4-2 in favor of the Newton Eagles. Now atop the key come the Eagles. They drive down. The shot is good. That was Zach Jansen connecting there for the Eagles, and that makes it 6-2. So now Red Hill in transition, crossing half court with it. Here's Chase Murray in the left wing. Murray gets out to Drew Moore. He takes a three from the top of the key, and that's good. Drew Moore with his first 3 points of the game, and that makes it 6-5 Newton. Now the Eagles in the right wing here. Here's Jansen feeding it down low to Kohorst, and a foul's going to be called against Red Hill.
It's Chase Murray. As the player was cutting through there, Murray put his hands on his back.
We have a quick Port Blount scoreboard update from our sister station over in Washington, WAMW. At the half, it's the Washington Hatchets 41 and North Knox 21 as Newton has the ball now. They feed it down low this time to Kohorst, who will shoot it, and that's off. And the rebound comes out this time to Newton, and that's going to be him. And Newton's able to save it this time. Ben Carr now has it, gets it out to Colin Harris in the left wing. Harris now with the basketball being guarded by Havel. Gets it out top of the key to Kohorst. Kohorst being guarded by Murray. Now gets it out this time to Ben Carr. Now it's Zach Jansen at the baseline. Here's a three from the left wing by Kohorst. That's off, and Drew Moore gets the rebound. Now Drew Moore crossing timeline with it, drives down low, shoots over two defenders, no good, and he's called for traveling.
First turnover of the game for either team.
And your score is Newton 6 and Red Hill 5 with 4:39 to go here in the first quarter as Nicholas Kohorst will inbound from underneath the basket.
So it looks like you're going to put on some full court pressure, 1-2-2 type.
And so Newton with the basketball as they spread the ball around in the backcourt. Here's Jack Chapman in the ball game for the Eagles. Now Kohorst has it crossing half court. Feeds it to the left wing, Colin Harris, who drives down low. And that goes out this time to Kohorst, and he scores in the paint.
Yeah, kind of a loose ball there, and Kohorst was sure to pick it up and get the layup.
He's got 4 points now, and it's 8-5 in favor of the Newton Eagles. Now Chase Murray has it at the baseline, gets it out to Drew Moore. Moore's going to take a three here. That's off. And the rebound comes out to Kohorst. Now this time, Jack Chapman in the left wing drives down low, and he's contacted by Drew Moore, but they call it travel. So a turnover right there for Newton, and Red Hill will take over the ball. I'm sure Kohorst thought that was going to be a foul on Drew Moore, but instead it is a travel call. And now the Salukis will cross the timeline with it. Here's Parker Havel. Havel directing traffic here, gets it out to Drew Moore in the left wing. Now dumps it out to Chase Murray. Murray getting a screen from Nash, jumps it out to Corbin Shoulders, top the key. Now this time Parker Havel with it. Havel gets it out to Drew Moore in the right wing. Moore looks for an opening, getting a screen from Nash. Now feeds it top the key, Chase Murray. Murray gets out to Shoulders at the baseline. Now this time Parker Havel on the left wing. Havel drives down low this time, and that's tipped away by a defender, but Chase Murray saves it. 3:25 to go here in the opening quarter. It's 8-5 Newton as Drew Moore has the basketball. Moore this time trying to get a screen, gets it out right wing to Chase Murray. Murray dumps it down low to Nash. Now this time Havel top the key. Drew Moore now with the ball in the left wing, gets it out to Chase Murray top the key. Now Drew Moore dumps it out to Corbin Shoulders in the left wing. Shoulders being guarded by Kohorst. Shoulders drives down low, feeds it out to Parker Havel. This time Drew Moore has it in the right wing. Now Parker Havel top the key as the Salukis are slowing things down here. They get out to Corbin Shoulders at the baseline. Now Drew Moore shoots it from just outside the free throw line. No good, and Kohorst gets the rebound. Now Newton in transition. Here's Kohorst crossing the timeline with it. Kohorst gets it out to Ben Carr. Carr this time. Here's a three by Colin Harris. That's in and out. And the rebound comes out, and Drew Moore can't get it, but Corbin Shoulders gets it. And now on a two-on-one, here's Mitchell Nash. He can't get the basket, but he draws the foul, and that will send him to the free throw line, and that foul should be against number 14, Tucker Ryman.
If it is, it'll be his second. You know, it's going to be called against Colin Harris.
And so number 44, Zach Jansen will be, or number 44, Mitchell Nash, rather, will be at the free throw line for the Red Hill Salukis. Nash, first free throw, it's up, and it is good. Mitchell Nash has his first point of the ball game. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Second free throw up, and that is good as well. Mitchell Nash now with his first 2 points of the game.
Andy Wells coming in for Nash.
And so Newton will take over the ball here as they inbound. Now Ben Carr has it, gets it out this time to Zach Jansen. Now it's Jack Chapman feeding it down low to Colin Harris. Now they get it out to the right wing this time. Here's Kohorst, and a whistle and a pushing foul will be called against Red Hill. So that will be the third team foul against the Salukis. And that will be on number 25, Andy Wells, his first. So Newton will inbound from underneath the basket. Now Carr gets it out, top the key. Now this time it's Kohorst down low shooting it. They get the basket, and they count it, and the foul. Kohorst with that bucket, and he'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Kohorst now with 6 points in the game, and that foul will be on Drew Moore. That will be his first. And the fourth team foul against Red Hill. In the meantime, Kohorst at the free throw line. His free throw is up, and that's off. And Andy Wells really comes up with the rebound. Now Drew Moore has it at the baseline. Moore looks for an opening, gets it out to Chase Murray. Murray now feeds it to Shoulders, top the key. Now out to Parker Havel at the baseline. 1:58 to go here in the opening quarter. Chase Murray gets it out this time, Shoulders. Shoulders will take a two here, that's off, and the rebound comes out to Colin Harris. Now Harris will feed it out to Ben Carr as they cross the timeline here. Carr nearly traveled, but gets it out back to Harris. They feed it down low this time, and Zach Jansen's able to clean it up. Jansen with that basket. He's got four now in the contest, and it's 12-7, Newton Eagles on top. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore in the left wing. Moore with the ball. He's going to shoot it from just inside the key. No good, and the rebound comes out to Jack Chapman. Now Chapman with the ball gets it out to Kohorst. Kohorst in the right wing, dumps it out this time to Colin Harris. Now they feed it down low, and here's Zach Jansen laying it in. Zach Jansen now has 6 points in the game, and we have a timeout on the floor. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, it's Newton 14 and Red Hill 7 with 1:13 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way in the Wabash Valley. 14-7 Newton is your score as Red Hill will inbound with 1:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Parker Havel dumps it out to Chase Murray in the left wing. Murray feeds it all the way to Corbin Shoulders in the right wing this time. Now Shoulders at the baseline, gets it out to Parker Havel. Havel feeds it to Chase Murray in the left wing. Now Drew Moore has it top the key. Now Havel back to Moore at the left wing. He drives down low, shoots it over two defenders, and gets the basket. Drew Moore with two more points now, and that makes it 14-9. As Drew Moore now has 5 points in the game. We're down to 41 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. As this time, Newton has the ball at the top of the key. And that was tipped away by Parker Havel, but the Eagles are able to save it. Now this time it's Kohorst in the left wing getting it out to Colin Harris. And this time Zach Finn with the ball. Now he feeds it out to Ben Carr. Carr being guarded by Chase Murray. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Carr looking for an opening here. Gets it out back to Zach Finn. Finn slowing things down here. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Down to 10 seconds as he dumps it off to Kohorst at the top of the key. Kohorst down. That's stolen away by Parker Havel. He drives down low, shoots the basket, and gets the layup. And that should wrap up the first quarter as the buzzer sounds. And the half-court heave is no good. And on the Port Blundy scoreboard, at the end of one quarter, it's Newton 14 and Red Hill 11. We'll be back with the second quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. We start the second quarter here at Red Hill, down 14-11 with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and the Salukis inbound, and now Parker Havel has the ball. Gets it out to Drew Moore to the left wing.
Look at some zone trap, half court, or some trapping defense now for Newton right now.
Now Drew Moore has it in the left wing. Moore being double teamed here, and that was kicked off the foot of a Newton player, but the Salukis will keep the ball. That was number 44. That was Zach Jansen kicking that ball. And Red Hill will inbound. We have a quick Port Blaney scoreboard update. Washington leads 64-33 over North Knox at the end of the third quarter. And that ball cannot be saved as Red Hill loses it, and Newton comes up with the steal. That was Andy Wells losing that ball and trying to save it. Now here's a three top the key by Cohorse. That's off and rebounded by Chase Murray. Now Murray feeds it all the way down low to Andy Wells, who puts it in. That was a nice pass right there all the way down to Andy Wells, who has his first 2 points of the game. And that makes it 14-13. And
good
right
travel.
There, we have a travel, it looks like.
Yep.
They're going to call it. That's a foul, yep. And so that foul will be on Red Hill. And it looks like that will not be a shooting foul, so Newton will inbound. And that will be on number 25, Andy Wells, his second. And the fifth against the team. So the Eagles inbound here. Now Ben Carr gets it out to Chapman. Chapman at the baseline gets it out back to Colin Harris. Now Colin Harris back to Chapman here, top the key. And that's going to be a foul right there. It's a travel.
They're going to travel there.
Good defense by Parker Havel.
Yeah.
Havel stuck his arm in.
He traveled before he stuck his arm and tipped it away, but when he blew the whistle, that was about the time Parker's.
As Mitchell Nash is now back in the game, he will replace Andy Wells, who's on the bench with two fouls. Well, the funny thing is, Red Hill fans wanted to travel on the first call, but that was a foul instead.
Yeah.
So now Chase Murray with the ball at the baseline, gets it out to Drew Moore. Now Moore with it, gets it out to Corbin Shoulders, top the key. Now this time Chase Murray feeds it down low to Mitchell Nash, who puts it in.
And we go, that's first lead of the game for Red Hill, I believe.
Mitchell Nash now with 4 points, and it's 15-14, Salukis on top. Now the Eagles with the basketball. Here's Ben Carr with it, top the key. Carr directing traffic, gets out to Chapman.
And Red Hill's going to a zone, looks like.
Now Cohorse will feed it down low, this time to Harris, who can't get the basket. And we got a whistle and a foul. And it looks like it's going to be on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be Red Hill ball.
I think
and it looks like Newton's going to want a 30-second timeout as well. So a 30-second timeout called by the Eagles. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 6:26 to go here in the second quarter. It's Red Hill 15 and Newton 14. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. 6:23 to go here in the second quarter. Red Hill with the ball and a 15-14 lead. Chase Murray has it at the right baseline, drives down low, shoots it, and he gets the layup. Chase Murray with his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 17-14, Red Hill on top. We've got an upset in the making.
Red Hill scored the last 10 points. They were down 14-7 right before the end of the first quarter.
Colin Harris gets it out this time, and that's blocked. Jansen had that shot blocked. And now Red Hill trying to get the ball here in the whistle. And that will be off of Newton, and Red Hill will get the ball back. Zach Jansen had that shot blocked, and it went out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Eagles. So Red Hill will take over. Now Parker Havel with the basketball, crossing the timeline with it. Havel looks for an opening here. Gets it out to Chase Murray in the left baseline. Now this time Shoulders in the left wing with the ball. Gets it out to Drew Moore, top the key. Moore directing traffic, gets it out to Chase Murray, and we got a whistle, and it looked like Parker Havel was pushed down, and that will be a foul against the Eagles.
That'll be the fourth team foul against Newton. That was on the second one against
Tucker Reiman.
Four team fouls, Newton, and five on Red Hill.
So now Drew Moore with the basketball after the inbound. 5:35 to go here in the second quarter, 17-14 Salukis, and with the ball. And that's tipped away and stolen by Kohorst. Now Kohorst with the ball, directing traffic, gets it out this time to Ben Carr. Now Carr at the baseline, gets it out to Chapman. Chapman now feeds it left wing. Here's Tucker Reiman, back to Chapman. Now this time back to Reiman on the left wing. Reiman being guarded by Nash, gets it out back to Chapman. Now this time it's Carr with it, and feeds it down low. Now left wing, here's a three on the way. That's good, and that's Tucker Reiman with his first 3 points of the game, and that ties it at 17. Now Drew Moore with the basketball for Red Hill, feeds it down low to Mitchell Nash, gets it out back to Drew Moore on the right baseline. Now Shoulders has it in the right wing, gets it out to Chase Murray. Murray dumps it out to Parker Havel on the left baseline. Now Shoulders has it top of the key. Shoulders feeds it to Parker Havel this time in the right wing. Parker Havel looks for an opening, gets it out to Drew Moore. Moore with the ball at the top of the key, gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now Chase Murray has it in the left wing. Murray directing traffic, gets it out to Drew Moore. Moore being guarded by Chapman here. 4:26 to go here in the second quarter. We're all tied at 17. Now Parker Havel has it, gets it out to Mitchell Nash. Nash gets it out to Chase Murray this time at the baseline. Chase Murray now feeds it Corbin Shoulders in the left wing. Salukis really spreading the ball around this time.
Being patient.
They are.
Which haven't had a good shot. They're trying to get the ball inside.
Now Chase Murray has it as the Salukis continue to keep the ball outside. Now Parker Havel has it top the key. Havel backs off the defender there. He's being guarded by Ben Carr. Gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now Shoulders has it at the baseline. Gets it out to Drew Moore, who's going to shoot it from the top of the key. That's off. And Corbin Shoulders gets the rebound. That's blocked. That was Jansen blocking that one. Now Drew Moore loses that rebound. And Kohorst comes up with it for Newton. He goes down to the basket, shoots it no good, but draws the foul, and that will send Kohorst to the free throw line. So Nicholas Kohorst with 6 points so far in the game will go to the line for two free throws, and that foul will be on Parker Havel. That'll be his first. And so Nick Kohorst at the line for the Eagles. First free throw up and no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. As Jack Chapman takes a seat on the bench for Newton, Kohorst at the line. Second free throw, it's up, and it is good. Kohorst now with 7 points in the game, and that makes it 18-17. Newton with the lead. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore with it, crossing the timeline. Gets it out to Parker Havel. Havel now this time, Corbin Shoulders top the key. Now Drew Moore has it in the left wing. Moore with the ball, drives down low, gets out Shoulders in the right wing. Now Shoulders has it, drives down the paint, gets out to Chase Murray, top the key. Who drives down low, shoots it, and gets the layup. Chase Murray now with 4 points in the game, and it's 19-18, Red Hill back on top. Now this time Newton with the basketball as they try to feed it down low to Corus, but that's tipped away and stolen by Drew Moore.
Yeah, Nash was able to get that pass and deflect it.
Shoulders takes a three from the top of the key, and he got it. Corbin Shoulders with that basket. He's got his first 3 points of the game, and it's 22-18 Red Hill, their biggest lead of the game so far. Now this time the Eagles with the basketball. Here's Harris with it, getting it out this time to Ben Carr. Now out this time to Tucker Reiman. Now back to Kohorst, back to Reiman. Now this time they go to the right wing. Here's Harris with it, and they try to feed it down low to Kohorst. He gets the layup.
You can see that one coming, going back door on that play.
Kohorst now with 9 points in the game, and it's 22-20. Red Hill still on top as Drew Moore drives down low, draws the foul there, and that will be a blocking foul against Newton.
And it'll be, I think, a two-shot foul for Drew.
And so that will be the...
No, maybe not, because they're letting the players come in, so evidently it's not a shooting foul.
That's going to be on Colin Harris. That'll be his second. And so that will be the fifth team foul against Newton. And so Connor McKinney is actually now in the game as well for Red Hill. He will actually take the inbound here.
Landon Ray.
And so McKinney will inbound for the Salukis. Gets it out to Drew Moore at the baseline. Now they get it out to Shoulders here. Now over to McKinney in the left wing. Back to Shoulders. 2:12 to go here in the half. Red Hill with a 2-point lead and the ball. Here's McKinney getting it out to Shoulders. Now this time it's Landon Ray right wing. Gets it out to Shoulders. Now back to McKinney. Back to Shoulders. This time back to Moore. They feed it down low to Nash. And he misses that layup.
I think he was partially blocked.
And now Newton with the ball. This time they slow things down and direct traffic. It's Ben Carr getting out to the right wing. Here's a three on the way, and that's good. And that three was by Zach Finn, his first 3 points of the game, and the Eagles are back on top.
He was hot in the JV game with threes.
23-22 is your score. And now here's a three by Drew Moore. That's off, and the rebound comes out to Kohorst. Now Kohorst in transition here, crossing the timeline with it. Gets it out this time to Ben Carr. Now back to Kohorst. Now this time Ryman with it in the right wing, being guarded by Landon Ray. He gets it out this time. Now it's Zach Finn with the top of the key. Now right wing, here's Ryman, gets it out back to Finn. Now left wing, here's Kohorst with it, being guarded by Nash. Gets it out this time. Now right wing, here's a three by Ryman. That's off, and the whistle. And we are going to have a foul called, and it looks like it will be on Red
Hill. It'll be on Drew Moore, I think, for pushing off.
So Parker Havel's just about to come back into the game, as is Chase Murray. And Drew Moore will head to the bench with his two fouls now. And Mitchell Nash also headed to the bench as well. That was the seventh team foul, so that will be a one-on-one as Kohorst heads to the line for the Newton Eagles. Kohorst at the free throw line. He's got 9 points so far in the game. First free throw up, and he got it. He's got 10 points now, and he'll get a chance at a second free throw. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home with 3 locations in Lawrence County to serve you. Kohorst, second free throw. It's up, and it is good. Make that 11 now for Kohorst, and it's 25-22. Newton with the lead. Now Red Hill with the ball as Landon Ray has it at the baseline. Gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now right wing, here's Parker Havel. Top the key, here's Chase Murray. Now left wing, McKinney has it at the baseline. Now this time gets out to Shoulders. Back to McKinney at the baseline. 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Red Hill trails 25-22, but does have the ball. Now down to 37 seconds. McKinney still with the ball, gets it out to Chase Murray. Salukis, if they want, can't hold for the last shot of the half.
Looks like they may be trying to. Because Newton's not pressuring out front, so McKinney's just standing holding the ball, passing with he and Shoulders. So
Shoulders and McKinney just basically passing the ball around, trying to eat some clock up. Down to 19 seconds to go here. Now down to 15, Shoulders with the ball, standing at the baseline. Down to 12, gets it out back to McKinney. Now back to Shoulders, 10 seconds to go here. And the quarter, now Shoulders has it, drives down low, shoots over two defenders. No, gets it out. Here's Landon Ray with a shot, and it's good. Landon Ray with that three. And the half-court heave is going to be way off, and that's the end of the half. On the Port Blighty scoreboard, after two quarters of play, we are tied at 25. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report after this three-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report here in Bridgeport with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, your halftime scorer on the Port Blaney scoreboard. We are all tied at 25 between Red Hill and Newton. A pretty interesting first half. It was really back and forth. Let's take a quick look at the scoring for both the Salukis and the Newton Eagles. Drew Moore currently leading all Red Hill scorers with 5 points. Mitchell Nash has 4. Chase Murray and Parker Havel also have 4. Landon Ray and Corbin Shoulders both have 3, both off 3-point shots, and Andy Wells has 2. And for the Newton Eagles, they are led by Nicholas Kohorst, who is the only double-digit scorer so far of the game. He has 11 points. Zach Jansen, I have him down with 6. Tucker Ryman and Zach Finn both have 3, and Colin Harris has 2.
Yeah, and the scoring balance for Red Hill, he's everybody's in the scoring column. The Salukis first half hit on 10 of 22, and Newton 10 of 20. From the free throw line, Red Hill is 2 of 2, and Newton 3 of 4. Newton's out rebounded Red Hill by 2, 10 to 8. Only 3 turnovers so far for Red Hill and 4 for Newton. The game got off back and forth, but Newton took a 7-point lead late in the first quarter at 14 to 7. Red Hill cut the lead to 3 at the end of the quarter, 14 to 11, and then scored the first 6 points of the second quarter. So actually it was a 10-0 run to go up 17-14. Newton then came back and went ahead 18-17. The Salukis had a 4-point lead, 22-18, before Newton got back up by 3, 25-22. And then the Landon Ray buzzer beater on a 3-point shot there with about a second to go in the half tied it at 25. So Newton's had as much of a 7-point lead, and Red Hill has been as many as 4.
Really quickly, I've got a Port Blaney scoreboard update from our sister station, WAMW, over in Washington. The Hatchets defeat the North Knox Warriors by a final score of 86-46. So that is your final. The Hatchets win it over the North Knox Warriors.
And North Knox still looking for their first win?
I think so. Of course, Matt
Houchin,
now the head coach of the North Knox Warriors. He was a senior in 2007 for the South Knox Spartans, a member of that sectional championship team. But ironically, he's now coaching at North Knox, and Mark Rohr, who was playing at Bar Reeve at the exact same time, is now the South Knox head coach. So kind of weird how things work out.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But nonetheless, we also have a tie game here at the Red Hill Saluki Arena.
And you got two coaches here, Brian Havel and Doug Mimoser, coaching at their alma maters.
So. How about that? Of course, you got Red Hill and Newton, who are fierce rivals on the football field
right,
as well.
Especially this last year.
You know, one thing we've talked about, Rob, so far, that the Red Hill Salukis really need to spread out their scoring. And nobody's in double figures yet, but a big reason the game is tied is that they've got several players that have been scoring. Chase Murray has 4 points. We don't necessarily usually see a lot of scoring
right,
from him, but he's got 4. Parker Havel is 4. Of course, Drew Moore is 5 now. He's right now the leading scorer. Andy Wells, Landon Ray, Corbin Shoulders, and Mitchell Nash also on the board. So, you know, they got to keep that up if they're going to win this game against Newton.
Right, they do. And they've been out-rebounded 10-8, and a low turnover count for both teams, 3 for Red Hill and 4 for Newton. So, you know, it's It's a tied game here at the break, so let's see. The third quarter, some people say the first 2-3 minutes of a game of the, and the third quarter are big things, especially in football, but even in basketball. So we'll see how the first 3 or 4 minutes go of this second half.
Something else worth noting, Rob, of course, we're waiting on seeding for the LIC boys tournament. We already have the seeding for the girls tournament, but if the Salukis can get a win tonight against Newton, that could really potentially improve their seeding for the LIC tournament.
It could.
So we will have to see how that works out, but this has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We will take a 2-minute break and be back with the second half between the Salukis and Newton Eagles. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And we are ready to start the second half of play between the tied Red Hill Salukis and Newton Eagles as the Eagles will inbound to start the second half. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and the Eagles inbound, and now Ben Carr has the ball for Newton, dumps it out this time. Now this time it is Zach Jansen with the ball top of the key, gets it out to Colin Harris. Now Harris drives down low, being guarded by Chase Murray, and that pass is going to be tipped out, and that will be off Newton, and so that will be a turnover as Red Hill gets the ball.
I couldn't tell whether Moore touched it or not, but officials said no, or we didn't touch it last at least. So Red Hill have a chance to take the lead here.
So now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore crossing half court with it. Gets out to Chase Murray at the baseline. Now Havel, he's going to take a three from the top of the key, and it's good. Parker Havel with that three, and that makes it 28-25 in favor of Red Hill. Parker Havel now has 7 points in the contest, and right away a shot is missed by Newton, and we have a whistle and a foul called, and it looks like it's going to be against the Salukis.
Yeah, Jansen missed it, but Mitchell Nash was called for a foul over the back.
We have a quick Port Blondie scoreboard update. Bar Reeve defeats Forest Park 52-50. That is a final score, and that is from our sister station, WAMW. Now Newton with the basketball. They are at the top of the key. They get it out this time to Kohorst. And now Kohorst is called for a charge.
That'll be 6 turnovers, 2 turnovers this quarter, and Kohorst will pick up his first foul.
And that will be the first team foul as well for Newton. And it will be Red Hill ball. They have the ball in a 28-25 lead. Now Havel gets it out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Murray feeds it down low to Nash, who gets the basket. Nash now has 6 points in the contest, and it's 30-25. Red Hill in front.
Their biggest lead. Newton's biggest lead was 7 in the first quarter.
Now Kohorst has it in the left wing this time, directing traffic here. Cohorse looks for an opening, now finds this time Jansen, who's going to shoot it, and that's off. And a tipped rebound, and it's caught down low this time by Ben Carr. And the whistle.
And foul against Red Hill, it looks like.
And so that will send Ben Carr to the free throw line. That was a shooting foul. That will be the second team foul against Red Hill in this half.
Second foul against Parker Havel also.
Ben Carr at the free throw line. His first free throw is up, and it is good. It bounces in. That's Ben Carr's first point of the night. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people.
Jack Chapman back in for Newton.
Ben Carr at the free throw line again. Second free throw up, and it is good. Ben Carr now 2 points in the game, and that cuts the Red Hill lead to 30-27. Now Drew Moore gets it out to Chase Murray, who feeds it down low to Mitchell Nash, and that gets blocked away. And now Parker Havel saves that ball. Havel gets it out to Shoulders. He takes a three from the left wing, and that's good. Corbin Shoulders with that three, and that makes it 33-27, as Shoulders now has 6 points in the game. Now the Eagles in transition. They get it out to the right wing this time. Here's Harris driving down low, shooting over Havel, no good. And Mitchell Nash comes up with the rebound. And Murray almost lost it, but Drew Moore is able to save the ball for Red Hill. Gets it out this time to Corbin Shoulders, and we got a whistle.
We're going to have a foul, I think, on the Cohorst.
And that will
trying to go through a screen, I think, his second foul.
And that'll also be the second team foul against Newton, as Chase Murray will inbound and get it out to Drew Moore. Under 6 minutes to go here in the third, as Parker Havel has it at the baseline, gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now left wing Chase Murray, and Drew Moore shoots it in the paint, and that's good. Drew Moore with that basket, he's got 7 in the contest, and it's 35-27 Red Hill. In the meantime, Eagles go down low, they miss the basket, but they draw the foul, and that will send them to the free throw line.
Probably on Nash, I think. He was one of the players there, that's his third. So we'll probably see Andy Wells pretty quickly as he's coming to the bench.
And Zach Jansen will go to the free throw line for the Newton Eagles. Jansen with 6 points in the contest so far. He'll get a chance at 2 free throws as Andy Wells waits to come in. Jansen's first free throw up, and it is good. He's got 7 now. As Andy Wells comes in to replace Mitchell Nash. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Zach Jansen at the free throw line. Jansen's second free throw is up, and it is good. Jansen now with 8 points in the game, and it's 35-29. Red Hill still with the lead. Now Drew Moore has the basketball, dumps it out to Parker Havel. Havel being guarded closely by half court, gets it out to Drew Moore. Moore trying to get a screen, feeds it down low to Andy Wells, who lays it in. Andy Wells with the easy lay-in, and that makes it 37-29. Wells now with 4 points in the game. Now Jansen has it in the right wing. Feeds it down low this time. Here's the shot by Harris. That's tipped in, though, by Cohorst. Cohorst now 13 in the game, and it's 37-31 Red Hill. Drew Moore now gets it out to Chase Murray at the baseline. Dumps out to Shoulders, top the key. Shoulders gets Havel. Havel's going to take a three here, and that's off. And the rebound comes out to Nicholas Cohorst. Now this time it's Ben Carr with the basketball at the baseline. Gets out to Cohorst. Now this time it's Chapman in the left wing. Chapman finds Cohorst this time. Cohorst drives down low, shoots it, no good, and that's going to be in charge.
That'll be his third foul all this quarter.
And Parker Havel did a good job setting it, falling down, taking that charge. And so that will be his third, yep.
He's had him all his first 4 minutes, of the 3 minutes of the third quarter.
Three team fouls so far against both Red Hill and Newton. 4:40 to go here in the third. Red Hill with the ball and a six-point lead. Murray gets out to Shoulders in the left wing. Shoulders looks for an opening. Now gets it out this time to Havel. Havel directing traffic here. Havel gets it out to Chase Murray at the baseline. Murray now finds Shoulders, top the key. Shoulders drives down low, gets it out to Havel in the left wing. Havel drives into the paint, gets it out to Andy Wells. Andy Wells being double-teamed here. Wells looks for an opening, now gets out to Drew Moore in the baseline. Now Drew Moore calling a play here, being guarded by Chapman, getting a screen there from Wells. Drew Moore with the ball. Dumps out to the right wing. Here's Chase Murray. Murray's going to shoot here, and that's off. And the rebound by Cohorst. Now Cohorst with the ball crossing half court. He drives past Murray, shoots it, and gets the layup. Cohorst now with 15 in the game, and that makes it 37-33. Red Hill still on top, though. Drew Moore now at the baseline. Moore getting a screen, dumping it out. Here's a three by Havel from the right wing. That's off, and Cohorse with another rebound. And Drew Moore tried to rip it from him, but they will call a foul. It looks like it will be on Drew Moore as the referee has to stand between Moore and Cohorst.
That'd be his third foul.
And so that will be the fourth team foul against Red Hill. And now Cohorst, it looks like, is going to come out of the game as number 33 for Newton, Seth Weber, is in the game for the Eagles. Now Red Hill with the basketball, or Newton with the basketball, as Jack Chapman will cross the timeline with it. Gets it out this time to Ben Carr. Carr at the baseline, feeds it back to Chapman.
Yeah, Moore took a chance to try to steal. Could have been his fourth foul, but...
Sure did. Now here's a three from the left wing. That's by Carr. That's off. And the rebound comes out to Jansen, and he puts it right back in. Jansen now in double figures. He's got 10, and they cut the lead to 37-35.
It was 37-29.
Now Chase Murray with it at the baseline.
And a foul going to be called against
Harris.
Colin Harris.
He took a chance right there trying to get a steal.
It's his third.
So some foul trouble for the Eagles.
Landon Ray's going to come in for Drew Moore.
3:03 to go here in the third quarter. It's 37-35. Red Hill on top, but Newton clawing their way back. Now Shoulders with the ball at the right baseline. Dumps it out to Landon Ray. Landon Ray here dumps it out back to Shoulders in the right wing. Shoulders being guarded by Chapman here. Shoulders drives down low, gets out to Ray. Ray's going to take a three here, and that's good. Landon Ray sinks it from the left wing. He's got six now, and that makes it 40-35. Red Hill with the lead. Now this time it's Ben Carr with the ball in the left wing. Feeds it down low this time to number 22, and that it gets blocked away by Andy Wells. But Harris with that rebound shoots it, no good, but does draw the foul. That will send Colin Harris to the free throw line.
A lot more fouls this third quarter, second half. I think both of the teams are being a lot more aggressive on defense. Colin Harris at the line has 2 points.
First free throw up and no good, and that foul was on Landon Ray, his first.
As a team fifth, Newton has 4 team fouls. And
tonight's game brought to you by the Port Blondies, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. Second free throw up, and that is good. Colin Harris now 3 points in the game. 40-36 is your score. Red Hill still on top. 2:25 to go here in the third. Havel dumps it out to Landon Ray at the baseline. Gives it out back to Havel. Now this time Shoulders right wing. Back to Havel. Back to Ray. Back to Havel at the baseline. Dumps it out to Andy Wells. Wells being guarded by Cohorse. Gets it out to Chase Murray in the left wing. They try to feed it down low, but that is stolen away. Ben Carr on the run. Shoots it and gets the layup. Carr got that steal on a fast break. And now it's 40-38, down to a 2-point lead for Red Hill. Now Shoulders with the ball at the baseline, gets down to Havel. Havel now this time, Landon Ray out to Chase Murray, left wing. Now back to Landon Ray. Now over to Shoulders, this time in the right wing, now back to Havel. Havel top of the key, gets out to Ray, now over to Chase Murray in the left wing. 1:37 to go here in the third quarter. Now this time Havel has it to baseline, gets it out to Shoulders. Now back to Havel at the right baseline. Havel directing traffic here. Havel also slowing things down here as Red Hill spreads the ball around. Shoulders has the ball being guarded by Chapman. Gets it out this time to Parker Havel. Now back to Landon Ray. Left wing Murray. Now back to Ray. Now Havel has it again at the baseline. Down to 1:12 to go here in the third. Parker Havel with the ball. Red Hill still up by two. Landon Ray is going to take a three from the left wing, and he got it. That makes it 43-38. That's a big three. Landon Ray now with 9 points in the game.
He's 3 of 3 on threes.
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Newton with the ball. Here's a three from the right wing. That's off. That was Harris missing that one, and Parker Havel comes up with the rebound. They try to feed it down low, but that is stolen away. Cohorse with that steal. Now Cohorse drives down low, guarded by Murray, and he draws the foul there, and that will be on Chase Murray.
His second foul, but it was on the floor. Not a shooting foul, I don't think.
So that will be the 16th foul against Red Hill. And the next foul will be a 1-1. So Jack Chapman will inbound from underneath the basket. And he inbounds, and that is going to be tipped in by Cohorst. Cohorst now is 17 in the game, and it's 43-40. Red Hill still on top. Down to 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Parker Havel with the ball at the baseline, being guarded by Chapman. Gets it out to Landon Ray in the left wing. Now back to Havel. 23 seconds to go here in the third. That was tipped by Chapman, and they're going to call that over and back. Good defense there by Chapman as they determine that that went off Havel. And that will give Newton the ball.
A chance to tie with a three.
Jansen will inbound with 20 seconds to go here in the third. Now Chapman has it. Gets out back this time to Colin Harris. Harris in the right wing. Gets out to Chapman, top the key. 10 seconds to go here in the third. It's Harris with the ball in the right wing. Gets it out this time to Ben Carr. Now back to Harris. Harris, 2 seconds. He's got to shoot. Stolen away by Havel. He's going to take a half-court heave here, and that's over the backboard. And that will wrap up the third quarter. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, three quarters down, one to go. It's Red Hill 43 and Newton 40. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs, and Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. We got a barn burner here. It's 43-40, Red Hill on top as we start the fourth quarter of play. Saluki's with the ball. Parker Havel with the ball here. Being guarded by Ben Carr, gets it out this time to Landon Ray.
Newton's back into a man-to-man now.
Now shoulders in the left wing. Fake the three there. Now he's at the top of the key. Gets it out to Landon Ray. Now Chase Murray with the ball at the baseline here. Gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders with the ball here. Drives down low. Gets it out to Ray. He takes a three from the left wing here. That's off. And a fight for the rebound. Landon Ray can't come up with it, and it's off Landon Ray. And that will go to the Eagles. Good effort there, though, by Landon Ray trying to get that rebound. But
right.
It will be Newton ball as they inbound, and Jack Chapman now crosses half court with it. 43-40, Red Hill still on top, but Newton can tie it here with a three. Colin Harris now with the ball in the right wing. 7:15 to go here in regulation. Chapman top the key. Gets out back to Harris, right wing. And that was nearly, and that's tipped away, and Andy Wells does force a turnover. That he was tipped by Wells, and they determined that it's off Newton.
And Moore's coming in for, looks like Corbin Shoulders.
Yep, Corbin Shoulders takes a seat. Good defense right there by Andy Wells as Red Hill now with the basketball. Drew Moore crosses half court with it and gets it out to Parker Havel. Havel gets it out this time to Drew Moore, left wing. Moore being guarded hard by Chapman here as Newton this time drops into his zone. Now Drew Moore out to Andy Wells in the paint. Wells this time will shoot over Jansen, and that goes in. Andy Wells with that basket. He's got 6 in the game, and that makes it 45-40, Red Hill. Now Newton with the basketball here. 6:35 to go here in the game. This time Colin Harris has it in the right wing. Gets it out top the key, Ben Carr. Now back to Harris. He's going to take a three from the right wing. That's off, and the rebound comes out to Chapman. Now Chapman out to Carr. Carr takes a three here. That's no good, but he draws the foul. And that will send Ben Carr to the free throw line, and he's going to get 3 shots here as he was fouled shooting a three. And so that will be the 7th team foul against Red Hill. And that will be on Landon Ray, his 2nd. In the meantime, Carr's first free throw is up, and it is good. Carr now with 5 points in the game. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Carr at the line again. 2nd free throw is up, and that goes in and out. Tonight's game also brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Ben Carr so far with 5 points in the game. Here's his third free throw coming up. It's up, and it is good.
So two out of three for Carr.
And that makes it a 45-42 ball game. Red Hill still on top. Now Parker Havel crosses half court with it. Carr putting some pressure, and they call it an offensive foul.
And Havel, his third.
How about that? Good defense right there by Ben Carr. They force an offensive foul. The Red Hill crowd doesn't exactly like the call. But now Newton with the ball, and they can again tie it with a three. 6:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Newton with the ball down three. Now here's Harris with the ball in the right wing. Harris flips it all the way over to Chapman, and he loses it and saves it. Now Chapman feeds it down low this time to Carr. Now they feed it down low, and that's tipped away and stolen by Drew Moore. Now Drew Moore on the fast break here, goes past the defender and lays it in. Drew Moore with that basket. He's got 9 in the contest, and that makes it 47-42 Red Hill. Now the Eagles with the basketball. Here's Carr getting it out to Chapman. Now back to Carr at the baseline. Now this time Jansen feeds it down low.
They're going to call Murray with a foul underneath, I think.
And so that should be a 1-1 coming up, the 19th foul. And Cohorse will go to the free throw line as Corbin Shoulders comes back in and Landon Ray goes to the bench.
Cohorse shooting, 1-1.
So Cohorse will obviously have to make this one to get a second one. His first free throw is up, and it is good. Cohorse now with 8 points in the game, and that's also the 19th foul, Rob, so the next foul would be 2 free throws.
Right. Newton only has 4 fouls, so.
Second free throw, though, by Cohorse. That's up and off, and we got a whistle, though, and over, that's going the other way.
Yeah, crossed the free throw should have crossed the line.
So that would have been a lane violation
right,
anyway.
Right, lane violation. It's a turnover. So it's Newton putting some pressure on now a little bit.
Now Shoulders has the ball. Being guard here by Jensen. Gets it out this time to Parker Havel. Havel gets it out to Jensen this time. Now Corbin Shoulders has it in the right wing. Shoulders at the baseline. Gets it out to Drew Moore, top the key. Moore being guard this time by Chapman. Gets out right wing to Parker Havel. Havel at the baseline now, drives down low, shoots over 2 defenders, and gets it. Parker Havel now with 9, and that makes it 49-43 with 5 minutes to go here. As Cohorse drives down low, he's called for a travel. Another Newton turnover, and these are becoming big.
Got 13 for the Eagles.
And so Parker Havel inbound, and a timeout's going to be called. On the Port Blount scoreboard, 4:58 to go here in the game. It's Red Hill 49 and Newton 43. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
We may have an upset in the making. Red Hill leads Newton 49-43 with 4:58 to go here in the ball game. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Saluki's up by 6, and they will inbound here. And Parker Havel will take the inbound and get it out to Drew Moore as Newton starts to press here. Drew Moore has it, gets out 2 defenders. Now over to Parker Havel, but they're going to call him for a double dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Havel asking for an explanation there, as is Brian Havel. So now it'll be Newton ball down 6 with 4:51 to go here as they inbound, and now Ben Carr has the ball crossing half court with it. Carr gets it out this time to Cohorst. Now right wing, here's Harris with it, getting it out to Ben Carr, top the key. Carr looks for an opening here. Now gets it out to Chapman, left wing. They feed it down low, and that's stolen away by Annie Wells.
Pass over the intended receiver's head, and that was Sandy Wells there for the interception.
There you go, football terms.
Yeah.
Now Drew Moore has the ball. Gets it out to Chase Murray. Now over to Shoulders in the baseline. Shoulders with the ball. Gets it out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Now they feed it down low to Annie Wells. Annie Wells shoots over 2 defenders and gets it. 51-43 Red Hill. 8 points now for Wells. As the Eagles hurry down the court, and that ball was tipped away by Shoulders. And the Newton Eagles will keep the ball. as number 20 of the Newton Eagles, Zach Finn, will come back into the game and replace Jack Chapman.
Yeah, Finn has a three in this game, and he had four or five in the JV game, so they got another shooter in the ball game. You got to watch where he is.
Now Ben Carr has the ball just past half court. Now dumps it out left wing. This time here's Colin Harris. Harris at the baseline looking for an opening here. 3:55 to go here in the ball game, and that pass goes out of bounds. Yeah. That was an errant pass, and Red Hill will take over.
And one player was cutting to the basket and toward away from him, and miscommunication somebody there, so it turned out like it was a bad pass. But
now Parker Havel crosses the timeline with it, gets out to Chase Murray in the left wing. Murray slows things down here, gets out to Drew Moore. Now Shoulders has it at the right baseline, gets out back to Chase Murray, top the key. Chase Murray now back to Shoulders at the baseline. Now Drew Moore has it in the left wing. Drew Moore runs out back to the top of the key, and that pass is caught by Chase Murray. Now out to Shoulders here at the baseline. Now this time Parker Havel has it in the right wing at the baseline. Now gets out to Drew Moore here at the left baseline. Now out to Chase Murray, top the key here. Now out to Shoulders as Red Hill spreading the ball around again, and we got a foul called, and that will be on the Eagles.
He cohorsed his fourth, only the team fifth, but that has four fouls in cohorsed. So Red Hill will inbound on side court with Murray doing the trigger, the inbound pass.
Rob, you're using the football terminology, and this could be very much like the football game played between these two schools.
Right.
Where Red Hill ended the long streak by Newton. In the meantime, Drew Moore crosses half court, and that's tipped away, and Newton comes up with the steal. Now Cohorst has it, and he missed that dunk right there, but it's picked up by Jansen, and he puts it back in. Jansen had that steal as well, and we got a whistle here. 12 points for Jansen, and the Red Hill crowd cheering. It might be, let's see, Jansen was hanging on the rim.
No, I don't think it's that.
Whatever it is, it's a foul on Newton, as the Red Hill students chant, you can't do that.
And that was the second foul on Jansen.
Jansen.
Yeah, if he'd been hanging on the rim, that would have been a technical
foul.
That's
right.
So.
We did see a technical called in the Conrad Allen tournament, not in any of Red Hill's games, but in the tournament no less, as the referees are discussing the situation with the players.
Sixth team foul, so from now on, Red Hill would be in the bonus.
That's right.
They've got to go the length of the court with a six-point lead and 2:57 to go. So,
of course, Red Hill is nine fouls, so the next foul would be a double bonus as they inbound to Shoulders. Now back out to Parker Havel.
Double team.
Newton continuing to press here. Double team right there, and they break the double team and get it out to Shoulders. Now out to Havel. Left wing, Chase Murray has it now. Murray slowing things down here as Newton backs off defensively. And right there, we had a collision away from the ball there as Parker Havel was knocked down there, it looked like.
That's by
Harris.
And he'll be 1-1. That's Harris's fourth foul. And Havel will go to line and shoot 1-1.
And it looks like Newton's going to call a timeout as well. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, 2:42 to go here in the ballgame. It's Red Hill 51 and Newton 45. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhardt.
How do you do that?
The Lookies have a 51-45 lead over the Newton Eagles with 2:42 to go here in regulation as Parker Havel will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 here.
They're 2 of 2 from the line tonight, so that came in the first quarter.
Havel has 9 points tonight. First free throw up and good. Make that 10. Parker Havel now in double figures, the only Red Hill player so far with double-digit points. Havel at the line again. Second free throw up, and it is good as well. 11 points for Parker Havel, 53-45, Red Hill on top. Down at 2:37 to go here in the ball game. Now Chapman has it at the left baseline. Ben Carr with it, top the key, back to Chapman. Now this time here's Harris taking a three from the left wing. That's off, and the rebound down low by Cohorst. Can't put it back in. Fight for the rebound, and a whistle. And whatever they call, they're going to call it on the floor. And it looks like it will be a foul.
Against Newton?
Yep. Looks like it's on Newton. Yep,
so it is on Newton because they threw the ball all the way down the other end of the court. So
yep.
That foul is on
number 44. That'll be Zach Jansen, his third.
And going the line to shoot one and one will be Parker Havel.
Havel just sank two free throws. He's got 11 points so far in the ball game. Havel at the free throw line for a 1-1. His first free throw up, and it is good. Havel now with 12 points in the game. Got a quick Port Blaney scoreboard final score. South Knox defeats Northeast Dubois by a score of 52-45. In the meantime, Havel, second free throw is up, and it is good. Parker Havel now 13 in the game, and it's 55-45 Red Hill.
With 2:20 to go.
So now Newton spreading the ball around here, and that pass gets tipped by shoulders, it looked like, and the Eagles will keep the ball. 2:16 to go here in the ball game as Ben Carr will inbound out to Chapman. Now he passes back to Ben Carr. Now this time Chapman has it at the left baseline, gets out to Harris in the left wing. Top of the key, here's Ben Carr driving down low, shoots it over Andy Wells, no good, and Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. And that pass is tipped away right there, and Red Hill will keep it. That was Zach Jansen tipping it away.
Exactly 2 minutes to go.
55-45 is your score. Red Hill trying to pull off the upset.
Trying to hold on here.
Havel inbounds out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore across the timeline with it, breaks the double team, gets it out, down low to Andy Wells, who shoots it, and it's good. Make that a 12-point lead now. Andy Wells with 10 points, and it's 57-45 Salukis. Now they feed it down low. That's stolen away by Parker Havel. Another turnover there forced by the Red Hill defense. They pass it down low to Drew Moore here. Drew Moore slowing things down. And now a foul right there. That will be against Ben Carr as he fouls him on purpose to stop the clock.
I think it's still just a 1-1, but a minute 34 to go and a 12-point lead.
And, of course, even with a minute 34, it's pretty much Newton's only hope at this point.
Yeah.
So Parker Havel having a conversation with Brian Havel, head coach. And so Drew Moore will be at the free throw line for a 1-1 coming up here. Drew Moore so far with 9 points in the ball game. His first free throw is up, and it is good. Make that 10 now for Drew Moore. And a second free throw will come up. 58-45 is your score. 1:34 to go here in the ball game. Second free throw by Drew Moore. It's up, and it is good as well. 11 points for Moore, and looks like we're going to have a timeout called.
And Newton's going to put in some subs.
And so we will actually not have a timeout. It's just going to be a large substitution here.
Doug Mimosa's seen enough, I think, with his starters.
Yep. 1:34 to go here in the ball game as Newton has put in some subs. Red Hill on the way to improving to 2-2 if they can hold on for a minute and 30 seconds here. Now the subs are in. Schaefer gets it out. That gets tipped away by shoulders, I believe. And so Newton will keep the basketball. The inbound this time is Justin Zumbelin has it. Gets it out this time to Kyle Schaefer. Now back to Zumbelin. Now top the key they go this time. Jared Eckel. They feed it down low this time to Jacob Stanley. And we got a whistle. And it looks like we're going to have a foul called on the Salukis.
I think it's going to be on Chase Murray, his fourth. It'll be a two-shot foul. Both teams, I think, are in the double bonus anyway.
That was Red Hill's 10th team foul. Newton, of course, has 9, and that will send number 30, Jacob Stanley, to the free throw line. Jacob Stanley at the line. His first free throw is up, and it bounces in. Stanley with his first 2 points of the ball game.
Well, the Salukis can hold on for a minute 17, which they should, but this will be a very big, maybe their biggest win of the year for them.
I'd say so. Second free throw up, and it is good. Stanley with 2 points now, and with 1:17 to go here, Red Hill inbounds up by 12. Drew Moore now with the ball, drives out to the right wing, gets out to Corbin Shoulders. Salukis spreading the ball around again here, and they dump it out to Chase Murray. Now Drew Moore has it top the key. Gets out to Corbin Shoulders. Literally 1 minute to go here.
They don't need to shoot anything but a layup, so.
That's right. Now Corbin Shoulders has it as Red Hill continues to pass the ball around here. Down to 52 seconds to go here in the game. Drew Moore gets out to Chase Murray at the baseline. Murray slows things down here. Now drives down low, gets out to Shoulders, left wing. Shoulders thought about it, then backed off. Now Shoulders dumps out to Drew Moore. Down to 38 seconds to go here. Saluki's just dribbling out the clock, about to improve to 2-2 in the conference. And we got a timeout called by Brian Havel, it looks like. And we're going to have some subs as well. And so on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Red Hill 59 and Newton 47. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
And now Red Hill with some subs in the game as well as they inbound, and that gets tipped away by Newton, and Red Hill will keep the ball.
You got Gavin Volkman.
Colin Benson.
Drake Allen. Colin Benson, Connor McKinney. And
Nathan Worth.
Nathan Worth.
So now Nathan Worth will inbound here. Looks for an opening and gets it out this time to Colin Benson. Benson at the top of the key. We're down to 27 seconds to go here. And they get it out this time. It's Drake Allen at the top of the key. Now they spread the ball around, and Colin Benson has it in the left wing. Benson being double-teamed here, down to 15 seconds to go here, and that gets stolen away. That was Seth Weber with that steal. We're down to 10 seconds to go here. Newton spraying the ball here. Here's a three on the way. That's off by Kyle Schaefer, and the rebound out to Nathan Worth. 3 seconds to go, 2 seconds, 1 second. That's the ball game, and Red Hill wins it. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, Red Hill pulls off the upset over the Newton Eagles. Your final score, Saluki's 59 and Newton Eagles 47. So Red Hill will improve to 6-7 overall and 2-2 in the LIC. And the Newton Eagles will drop to 11-4 overall and 2-1 in the Little Illini Conference. So a huge win for the Red Hill Salukis, arguably the biggest win of the year, Rob.
Right, yeah, definitely.
And so we will come back with our postgame show. After this 3-minute break, we'll give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrall Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. Once again, your final score on the Port Blundy scoreboard. A huge victory for the Red Hill Salukis. They win it over the Newton Eagles. Final score, Red Hill 59, Newton 47. As we welcome you to our postgame show with Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Let's take a look at the scoring for the Red Hill Salukis. They were led by Parker Havel, who scored 13 points. Drew Moore put in 10 points. Andy Wells had 10. Lennon Ray had 9. Corbin Shoulders and Mitchell Nash both had 6. And Chase Murray had 4 for the Red Hill Salukis. For the Newton Eagles, they were led by Nicholas Kohorst, who finished the game with 18 points. Zach Jansen had 12. Ben Carr had 6. Tucker Iman, Zach Finn, and Colin Harris all had 3. And Jacob Stanley finished with 2.
And the Salukis, as we said, shooting-wise, they were 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter from the field. I had them like 22 of 49 in the gap, and there were 6 of 6 from the foul line, hit some big free throws. Parker Havel hit 4 and Drew Moore 2, and there were 8 of 8 from the game. Newton, after shooting 10 of 20 in the first half, they were 6 of 17 in the second half, so they finished and only 1 of 5 in the fourth quarter. They finished 16 of 37. So looking at that part, the Salukis were out-rebounded 17 to 15 and committed 10 turnovers to 16 for the Eagles. Like I said, Andy Wells didn't start, but he came off the bench and got 10 points. And Drew Moore and Parker Havel hit the big free throws down the stretch. But off the bench, Landon Ray had 3 threes, one there at the end of the first half. It tied the game, and he had 2 in the third quarter for that to put the Salukis ahead by 5 or 6 each time. So,
and Coach Brian Havel is already on his way to the press area, so we are joined by Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. Obviously, congratulations on a huge win, to say the least. Obviously, take on a very good Newton Eagles, who are 11-3 overall, 2-0 in the conference, and you're able to get the win, and very impressive output by a lot of your players. And it's especially got to be satisfying after that disheartening game against the KZ Westfield Warriors.
Yeah, this was definitely a we felt like it was a gut check time. You guys heard me on the radio after the KZ game, and I don't know if it was long layoff or what, but I felt like we gave up in that game, and we challenged the kids the next two nights in practice and did some soul searching. And, you know, at the bottom line, as a coach, you want your kids to come out and compete. And if you compete and compete hard, you see what happens. Yeah. I mean, and then I thought we did that, basically tipped to finish tonight. And like you said, this is a big win. Newton was undefeated in the conference, and they just come off winning the Dietrich tournament. And, we had to come out and raise our level significantly, and I thought we did tonight.
Well, and the thing is, you hit some shots, too. I mean, when you shoot better, mm-hmm. you look better.
You're right. But I mean, because the KZ game, we missed enough layups in the first half where we should have been down 1 point at the end of the quarter, and that's big. I mean, when you're hitting shots, I think that goes hand-in-hand with your energy on the defensive end. And, you know, Newton got off, I think, 14-7, and we called the timeout, and I thought we gathered ourselves well, and we made a good push before halftime, and then it was anybody's game in the second half.
Of course, a lot of really good play also by your subs as well. Landon Ray finished the game with 9 points. Of course, Andy Wells doing a good job, especially with some big shots in the fourth quarter. So, and you got to like the fact that a lot of players really spread around the scoring as well.
Yeah, this was a team effort tonight. I mean, I just glanced at the book a little bit, but that's, one of my coaches said that in the locker room. Tonight's win was a team effort. We didn't have, just one or two kids out there. It was every kid that touched the floor had a pretty significant impact on the game tonight.
We got a question from Corey Burkhardt from the Lawrenceville Daily Record.
Coach, it seems like tonight I saw a lot more fire in the team than I have, a lot more fight. And, this is a really talented bunch of kids. We saw it with the football season that they put together. But tonight, for the first time, I really felt like they played from the first buzzer to the last buzzer.
Yeah, we did. And, again, like I said, the last two nights, we really challenged the kids, not just physically, but really mentally. I mean, what are we doing here? What do we want to do? And I thought the kids went out tonight, and like you said, we responded in great fashion. And if we can give this effort every night, then as coaches, we'll be satisfied. I mean, win or lose, we'll be satisfied with that effort.
Well, I know, and defensively, you know, you played some man-to-man, you played some zone, and I think it got them confused. We're not hitting very well, especially in the second half. Yeah. And I thought
we contested well out of that, too.
And you caused several turnovers, too.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked at halftime that the Cohorse kid inside, he's a load. And we felt like if we could get over on him and get some charges on him, which we were able to do in the second half, that would be big, and it was.
Yeah. And, of course, no rest for you, obviously. You got to take on Fairfield tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, I think it was Andy Wells said in the locker room after the game, now you can get a little bit of rest, Coach, tonight. And I said, well, maybe a few hours, because I said, we got to turn around and play a very good Fairfield team on the road tomorrow night. But this one's sweet, and we'll savor it and hopefully go to Fairfield and play a good game.
All right, Coach, congratulations, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.
That's Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel, and we will take one more timeout and be back with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blanty scoreboard. It's Red Hill winning at 59-47 over the Newton Eagles. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and it's time to announce our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And we've decided it was a tough call, but we're going to give it to Andy Wells.
And he had he didn't start, but he did. He scored 10 points, 6 there in the fourth quarter. He made 3 nice baskets inside when Newton was still hanging around, and so. You know, for his part, I think, you know, that was it's a good call on that part.
And our Ambrough Federal Credit Union sub of the game, this is going to be Landon Ray tonight. He had 9 points and hit a lot of, I think he actually hit 3 3-pointers.
3 out of 4. 3 out of 4. So that was another key. They got good play off the bench. Also, like for Andy, but then of the starters and plus Landon Ray. So they were good bench play, too.
So, Andy Wells, congratulations as our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game, and Landon Ray, our Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. So, really quickly, before we sign off tonight, tomorrow night we're headed to Fairfield, and you can listen to that game.
Down at the Mule Barn.
That's right, down at the Mule Barn. You can hear that game at about 7:15 right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM. So we'll be on the air at about 7:15 Central Time. So no rest for the Salukis. They got to take on the Fairfield Mules.
If they're a tough ball club, too.
But, of course, nonetheless, this is a big conference win for Red Hill, and
right.
We'll have to wait and see if it makes any difference in terms of seeding.
Well, I think it will, because it may solidify where they could be.
Yeah.
Other than move them up. So we'll see.
So, of course, speaking of LIC tournaments, you can also hear the girls' LIC tournament. That will be next Thursday night, as Red Hill will take on Robinson up at Casey Westfield in the girls' tournament. You can listen to that game, of course, right here on The Legend. We're your home for the Red Hill Salukis all season long, football season, basketball season. So let me really quickly look up and see if I can find out what happened in the Paris and Casey game, and I'm not getting any scores from Paris and Casey, but I would have to think that Casey would have been the favorite
right.
in that game.
Yes.
So Paris has not won a conference game
right.
this season up to this point. So most likely, unless Lawrenceville or Paris can pull off an upset, we're probably looking at Lawrenceville and Paris meeting each other in the 8-9 game in the LIC tournament.
And Lawrenceville plays, I think, Tuesday. Since they don't play a conference game this week, and I think they play maybe Marshall on Tuesday. I'm not sure.
So it will be interesting to see. But in the meantime, it's Red Hill victorious tonight on the Port Blondie scoreboard. Your final score one more time. It's Red Hill 59 and Newton 47. So that does it for us tonight. We thank you for joining us.
That's what I thought.
And Lawrenceville does play Marshall Tuesday. So you can listen to that game, of course, Tuesday night on Light 103. And our thanks to Dennis Pullen back at the station for his good work and also giving us score updates throughout the night. And we will see you tomorrow night here on The Legend at 7:15 Central Time as the Red Hill Salukis go down to the Mule Barn to take on the Fairfield Mules. So for Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. We'll see you tomorrow night. This has been Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Barner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.